The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program weighing in for Friday, the 17th of October. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Ken Kessler is here monitoring social media. Jennifer's just monitoring, and that's not a bad thing. So the situation, as I look at all of the items this week that have made for hot discussion in the world of News Talk Radio, the Ebola situation seems to be number one. I thought it might be intelligent to pass along a couple of things that maybe will quell your fears or give you insight, Jennifer and Ken and everybody listening, into what you can do to boost your immune system, which is the way to combat the Ebola.
Anything, really.
Well, yeah, it's good for your health. But I'm sorry, everybody who is worried about Ebola, if you have a strong, both Ron Hoffman and Jack Stockwell, who are on this program every week, feel that having a strong immune system, as you're suggesting, Jennifer, is the best way to ward off anything that may be going wrong in your body. You've got all of the problems of inflammation that are created by lots of different things. Sometimes it's anxiety, sometimes it's fear, sometimes it's exposure to certain things. I got, counted them yesterday, 7 tick bites because I was in a field that was raining, working with some cows. The cows were covered with ticks. Charlotte, my bulldog, had ticks all over her. And when I came home...
Do you have to pull them out when they bite you?
Yeah, you have to get them out of your, off of your skin, get them away from you. But I've got itches everywhere. And if you don't have a strong immune system, these things, wherever it is, these little useless... You got to wonder, why in the world did God create these things? They're useless. The essence of keeping yourself strong, because some ticks carry Lyme disease, and that can be very detrimental, knock you on your butt for a while. It affects dogs, horses, it affects humans, it affects a lot of people. So Ron Hoffman, who publishes an intelligent medical newsletter every single week, which you can find at drhoffman.com, has listed a number of things that I thought maybe would be useful for us to anecdotally go over quickly, just so you know that there is a way, and an easy way, for you to boost your immune system. The first thing is to have plenty of vitamin A. Do you have vitamin A? Carotene.
I take a multivitamin, but I don't take vitamin A. No.
Okay. This is something that is not, it depends on whether it's water soluble or whether it's oil. Water soluble is better. This is really a very big player in your immune response system. Very, very profound. So that's where you start. Vitamin A, lots of that. Vitamin C is another thing. Most people take vitamin C.
Mm-hmm.
They feel that vitamin C, and we've always talked about it since we were kids, taking emergency. If you're a traveler, oftentimes people take emergency because you want to ward off whatever you're going to be exposed to on the plane. Well, that's one of the many steps. It's a popular step because it's something that was easily advertised and the concept is easy to understand. So you take it, and oftentimes it does work. Vitamin C is very important to have a strong immune system. Let's see here. And by the way, the people who are getting Ebola, one of the things they're doing to them or for them is giving them intravenous vitamin C. That's the mainstay for the approach of a lot of viral infections, mononucleosis, hepatitis, things like that, shingles. Next, we got vitamin A, we have vitamin C, we have vitamin D. Vitamin D, Dr. Ken talks about this all the time, how most of us don't have enough of it. If you're exposed to the sun a lot, it should help you. But it's in the last 10, 12, what, 13, 14 years, vitamin D has become more of a focus.
And it's a headliner for sure.
Right. Mm-hmm. The older you get, the more vitamin D you need to have. So especially for upper respiratory, or as I say, upper respiratory problems.
Respiratory.
Respiratory problems. Vitamin D is very important. Okay, you're taking note on, we probably should, well, just go to Ron Hoffman's website and look at the Intelligent Medicine newsletter. You can get a lot more detail than I have time to give you. I'm just going to highlight some of these things. Vitamin E, again, for older people, you will benefit because it enhances the cell immunity. Cellular immunity is where we are. Our cells are being reproduced, 200 times a day or something like that. Most people don't even understand what's going on in their body, but everything is changing all the time. And so vitamin E helps to stabilize the changes in the cell. The B vitamins, especially vitamin B6 and vitamin B12. If you're taking, for example, I had an ulcer this summer, and I was taking various medications for it, and I was told they depleted my vitamin B level, so I needed to enhance it. And so I've been on all kinds of different vitamin D, B items. You can get it in riboflavin. You can get it in thiamine, but for the most part, just look for B vitamins. Iron, important for women, especially who are going through menopause and they have rough periods, rough cycles. You need to have iron because that really bangs away at your immune system, your immune defenses. Selenium, which is controversial sometimes, it's referred to as birth control for viruses. It's been shown effective against all kinds of things, including HIV. May have cancer protective influence as well, and you got to be careful not to take too much of it. That's the only thing. Zinc. How many of you, when you have a cold, your mother said take zinc and echinacea along with vitamin C? Well, that's the same here. Zinc is very important to a strong immune defense. Probiotics. Any of you that are on antibiotics, your GI tract. Remember Jack Stockwell, and I think Ron said the same thing. All of the problems that you have in your system begin in your gut. If you don't have a healthy gut, then you're not going to be able to build up a strong immune system. So in order, especially if you're taking antibiotics, you need to have probiotics. But probiotics I found over the years to be something that you ought to have because the healthy bacteria is always being pushed out of your intestines and your lymph system. The gut wall needs to have these strong the strong bacteria, if you will, because there's good bacteria as well as bad bacteria. Garlic. Oof.
Garlic.
Garlic is good. Make sure you're taking echinacea. There's a product called Astragalus, Astragalus, which is important. Taking colostrum, which is what comes out of mothers when they're having babies. We have a lot of it around the cows. It's very important. It's the first milk, and that really helps to prime your immune system as well, or keep it in force. Let's see here. Ginseng is also an important element to have. Ginseng is very, very good. So all those things, did I go too quickly through them? If you didn't get them, just go to Ron Hoffman's website, Dr. Ron Hoffman, drhoffman.com, and look at his Intelligent Medical newsletter. You'll see these things pretty prominent in the current issue. And I thought that would be a good sort of a public service to get people to think about that. 15 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
And now another Staples business tip. An unclean office can lead to the spread of the flu that can cripple your staff. And trying to avoid the flu by wearing hazmat suits can cripple your communication.
Phil, can you go over the fiscal budget again?
What?
Can you go over the fiscal budget again?
Fish in a bucket?
What?
Fish in a bucket. For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples, make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
This weekend at Guitar Center, it's our biggest guitar, amp, and effects sale of the year. More than 300,000 instruments will be marked down below our everyday unbeatable prices. It's Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save at least 15% on select guitars, basses, and amps $299 and up. Get deals like $300 off an American-made Gibson Les Paul. Take over 40% off on Fender All-Tube Vaporizer Combo Amps. And save up to 60% on Charvel Electric Guitars. Don't miss Guitarathon, only at Guitar Center, now through November 2nd, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Disruptive may be just another overused buzzword, but disruptions in business like network downtime, data loss, social media abuse, and limited bandwidth are downright disruptive. For businesses large or small, Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy-to-implement content security, application delivery, and data protection solutions, all designed to prevent disruptions and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our security or storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit Barracuda.com/disruptive.
Times are different than they were when GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. Everybody takes photos of their food nowadays. You can bet none of us kids would snap pictures of Mom's tuna casserole surprise. To this day, we don't know what the surprise was, nor do we want to. We didn't always have tasty food, but we always had great car insurance with GEICO.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder. Because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. The world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown. Leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Imagine the experience they have. Imagine how well your car can run on Valvoline. Yesterday's poll, are you afraid of clowns? We had some pretty gruesome pictures, or at least I thought they were kind of gruesome, at DougStephan.com. The new breed of clowns, not particularly pleasant to look at, not particularly pleasant to experience. So let's see, 42% of you who responded to the poll at DougStephan.com said, not at all, I love clowns. 25% said depends on the clown. 23% said sometimes they give me the creeps. 10% said yes, I can't stand them. It's got to be the younger people. The older folks, I think, always would have thought of clowns as being really a positive kind of a, don't you think?
Yeah. The fear of clowns is a new phenomenon. Yeah, but, you know, I think you have to say it's it depends
so much
on the
fear,
clown.
Though. It's so much fear. Everything is so fear-based. Look at all of the things. Travel ban being considered. That's yesterday, Jennifer and I were just talking off the air about this hearing that was held and how ridiculous this Dallas hospital looks. Did you know that one of the employees of the hospital who may have had contact with specimens of the virus is actually on a cruise ship?
Yeah. Well, you know,
Why, have they got him off the cruise ship yet?
You would hope so. I mean, a cruise ship, that's like a petri dish. But right. that second nurse, Amber, whatever her last name is, she actually called the CDC and said, hey, can I fly? And they told her, yeah, no problem.
Jesus. Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah.
And then she has a fever. Hello? I mean, just how bad do they look? And then they want everybody to be confident in their skills. It's like, you're not doing it, people. Come on.
There's a judge who said that dozens of hospital employees who had contact with the man who died are being asked to sign legal documents agreeing not to go to public places or use mass transit. Why do we have to have that? Is there no common sense anywhere in the world, especially when it comes to handling this thing? Wow. It is amazing. I'm looking. The president is concerned. Who was it that called for an Ebola czar? Was it Ron Paul?
It was
McCain. John McCain said, let's
no,
have Ebola.
It was Rick Perry. He wanted one.
Oh, Perry. That's right, too. Governor of Texas. $1 billion trust fund. The UN Secretary General has started a $1 billion trust fund, and this is to help overcome the problems of Ebola. So far, they've got $100,000. They're looking for $1 billion. They got $100,000.
Well, you
got
to start somewhere.
Well, but under the circumstances, woof. So, and there are also efforts to reach out to passengers aboard a couple of different flights taken by that nurse who was infected with Ebola. And then that whatever was going on that plane later on, the airline says about 800 people were on that plane during the course of that day. Jeez. What a nightmare. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the freeze-dry guy's three-square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is freeze-dry guy's favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call freeze-dry guy and ask for details on the 126-serving three-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about freeze-dry guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the freeze-dry guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Shot your head in the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me. Then get back together, come back and see me. 3 days in the living room. I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you've forgiven me. But it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it, now I want to hoodwink. Does it make you stop thinking? You think you're looking at Aquaman? I summon fish to the dish, although I like the shallots. Yes, I like the sushi, cause it's never such a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Speak like Leanne rhymes, because I'm all about value.
Who recognizes this? The story of a week by Bare Naked Ladies, number one this week. 1998 is the year.
Loved it.
Why did you love this?
I could do every lyric right now.
Why? No, I mean, why was it? Did it get
I don't
you?
Know. It was just something different. I think it was. It was just a different sound. It was fun.
Fun.
These and I liked their whole CD. It wasn't just like this song. It was a good CD that this song came. Fun.
All right.
It was good. Yeah,
well,
Ken said it. Fun.
It's a good review. Crank it up for a second, Michael. You don't remember this.
Get ready
for.
Chickity China, the Chinese chicken.
Nah, we don't have time for that. We've got to get to the fun stuff. Nah, we have fun stuff from the late night shows.
Let's get it ready right now.
Really? You think we can relax?
Chickity China. Uh-huh.
16 years ago.
Chinese chicken. You have a drumstick and your brain starts.
All right. Late night show fun. Starting with Jimmy Fallon from last night with jokes about the CDC and Ebola. How do you find that funny?
Of course, this whole Ebola scare still has everyone on edge. And yesterday, the CDC tried to calm people down by saying that you cannot get Ebola by sitting next to someone on public transportation, but you could give it to someone. So in simpler terms, don't worry, but, you know, worry.
Yeah.
It's like, what does that even mean? Like, you can't get it unless you get it from someone who gave it to you. Okay, thank you. That makes sense. Explain it better. I don't get it. I never read that because of the Ebola scare now, hazmat suits have turned into popular Halloween costumes. And people walking around in hazmat suits are like, yeah, Halloween. Yeah, right. That's why I'm wearing this. Trick or treat. Yeah, don't touch me. Yeah, trick or treat.
Ebola in the news, of course. President Obama trying very hard to put people at ease about Ebola. President Obama said he hugged and kissed some of the nurses in Atlanta who had treated the patients with Ebola. Yeah. Man, Obama will do anything to get out of that job right now.
This is what I like to call a sign of the times. The New York Giants have reportedly been debriefed about Ebola in preparation for their trip to Dallas to play the Cowboys this weekend. Though, if this game is anything like last week, I wouldn't worry about the Giants catching anything. Safe and sound.
All right, so there's a good cut from Seth Meyers on Wednesday night that we didn't get to yesterday. Well, you can be the judge of whether you think it's funny or not.
Ebola is still the big story. A new poll shows that only a slim majority of Americans think the country is prepared for an Ebola outbreak. But I think we deal with outbreaks pretty well. It only took us a couple of months to completely eradicate Gangnam Style. It was here, then it was gone. Everybody had it, and then nobody had it.
The governor of Florida is getting a lot of flack. Last night he refused to come out for a big debate because he was upset because his opponent had a fan under the podium to keep him cool. Did you hear about that? Yeah, he's like, I'm not good. Now, the governor and a fan are very different, of course. One oscillates back and forth, blowing hot air in everyone's face. And the other one, Jeff?
A fan.
A fan, yeah.
All right, so well, we haven't heard from Ferguson for a while.
Ellen
here joking about the drought in California from her program yesterday.
Something is happening in L.A. today. Hasn't happened in a long time. According to the news, there's a 10% chance of rain. Nobody panic. We're in this together and we'll get through it. If it starts raining, we'll all just huddle together inside and we'll stay in here as long as we have to until it stops. God forbid we get wet.
All right, Jennifer, any danger of a cloud in Los Angeles today?
Not today, unfortunately.
Kenny, not in San Diego either, right?
No, not today. It's Friday.
28 after.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Bob Schrum and Rich Lowry. Coming right up, whether at the high school, college, or professional level, what should the protocol be when a quarterback or any player seems dazed after a hard hit?
Welcome back to the Dog Show. Up next, we have Satchmo. Satchmo is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right, a group known especially for the couch snuggling, ball chasing, face licking, and of course, companionship. Now, let's see him in action. Look how he makes eye contact with this person. That's actually known as the treat stare.
How intuitive. And now he appears to be excitedly turning in circles.
Ah, the happy dance will come in with this group.
But really, the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Satchmo is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today.
Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Schrum and Lowry. Next to sexual assault, the big issue in the NFL and in college football and in high school football is who gets to decide when a dazed player should be taken out of the game because of a concussion. What's the best protocol?
It's a big problem. I'm with many football fans where I'm now suffered kind of this cognitive dissonance where I enjoy the game. Every night, almost, there's either an NFL or a college game on now, but realize it's tremendously destructive, not just to the bodies, but to the minds of the young men playing it. And I think you need to have some sort of neutral arbiter at every single one of these games making the decision when someone gets their bell rung, because the coaches are just too vested to make decisions that really have the interest of these young players at heart.
I think what Rich said would make it much more possible, much more likely that many more parents would want to see their kids play football. I think if you had somebody there who was a neutral person who could say, that's it, players out of the game, we'd be in a much different place than we are now. I think it ought to happen at the college level, the high school level, and the NFL.
I'm Mark Green.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Hi folks, Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. or you can log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. GetTheTea.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Good. You like new things? 33 after the hour. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen with the news on Joan Rivers. Jennifer, people in the news,
Dougie?
Both dead and alive. I don't think this is a surprise, is it?
Well, what I think is a surprise, and I think a lot of people thought maybe it had something to do with the propofol that put her under for right. that procedure.
Yes.
And no, it actually happened after the procedure was over, and it looks now like somebody made some sort of mistake. But the procedure that she was doing, and this is the first time we actually have heard for sure what it was something to treat changes in her voice mm-hmm. and then acid reflux.
Right.
So
those of us who have acid reflux, take note of this.
Take Tums instead right. of doing yeah. this, apparently.
Right. Dum-da-dum-dum. The complications included a spasm of the vocal cords, made it hard for her to breathe, and then she went into cardiac arrest. I think Dr. Ken said that pretty much. And because there's no oxygen going to the brain, that's the brain gets cooked.
Right, because they resuscitated her, but then she was brain damaged. So, and I think once you realize that Melissa had to make that decision to pull the plug after a week, you kind of figured that was probably mm-hmm. the scenario. But
the medical examiner called the complication predictable. The doctor who performed the procedure has left the practice mm-hmm. clinic under investigation. Neither the doctor or the clinic has been accused of any wrongdoing, though. How would that be, or how could that be, under the circumstances? You've got to wonder about that. All right, so that's the Joan Rivers story. You hear a lot of people talking about that today. Charlie Sheen, other people in the news, has decided not such a good idea to get married again.
Oh, my gosh. Charlie Sheen, is he not a kick in the pants? I mean, anytime he can do something weird.
He
well, yeah. E! News has confirmed, Dougie, that Charlie Sheen and his fiance Brett Rossi have decided to call it quits just ahead of their November wedding. So, like, just a couple weeks ahead, he decides he wants to break it off with her. He said, quote, Scotty and I had a great year together as we traveled the world and crossed a lot of things off of our bucket list. She's a terrific gal, but we've mutually decided to go our separate ways and not spend the rest of our lives together. He goes on to say that he wants to give his children more of his focus than that relationship. But he's fond of her. Okay, let me just tell you, this is a slap in the face if you are a woman. If someone proposes to you and you are wearing the ring that they gave you, and then they say that they have a tremendous fondness for you after they break up with you, that's how men die in their sleep.
Yeah, really. Uh-huh. Or other ways. All right, so John Grisham is in the news. I didn't quite connect the dots here well enough until yesterday. He apologized for saying in an interview that many men imprisoned for child porn in the U.S. probably just had too much to drink and pushed the wrong buttons.
It's probably true, but it is definitely something he should have just kept his mouth shut about.
But isn't that the case a lot of times? We have so much expectation of being perfect, and then, you know, at the end of the day, perfection seems...
Find somebody who is.
Exactly. How do you find people who are perfect? I don't need to go into the pluses and minuses of this, because I don't think that it's necessary. I think he did say, though, I thought it was interesting, that the prisons were filled with guys who are his age, 60-year-old white men in prison who've never harmed anybody, would never touch a child. There is a hysteria that goes with this, for sure. There is a hysteria that goes with a lot of things that people don't really understand well. I just find the whole thing despicable. I find it problematic to even have this conversation on the air. I don't think it's something that adds anything to it. But what have we done so far, as a matter of fact, today, to add to people's good day? Other than we have a new good day song.
Well, you told them how to not get Ebola in the last half hour, right. Okay. So that was exciting.
So you're going to listen to hour number three, the first half hour, or you just want to go to Ron Hoffman's website, drhoffman.com, the things that you have to do or need to do or ought to do to keep your immune system tuned up. That's the way to avoid problems like Ebola or a lot of the other things that are a problem. The situation in New York and around the world, New York being the hub of our financial system, the threat of a triple dip recession in Europe, there's a decelerating Chinese economy, and the global focus on Ebola and ISIS are upsetting some of the big U.S. investment companies. Really? I find that extraordinarily hard to understand, don't you? Mm-hmm. How much? Think about your life. Here's how we turn it around so that you understand maybe how this affects you. What's going on in your life today, right this minute, in terms of any or all of these things? What's the effect, the impact on you as you look at the various things? And have you had a situation in your life to this point? Can you think of any time in your life when you were more worried about things going on around you? Jennifer?
Yes, I actually can.
Yeah.
When my grandmother had her stroke and I found her, I had a really, that was a really tough time for me. I had a lot of anxiety, and it was more about personal fears than just the fears about the stuff going on around you. So I would say now my attitude is, look, you're either going to get beheaded by ISIS or you're going to get Ebola, or hey, maybe you'll just die of a heart attack like everybody else, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like, you think about it, I think, but I don't, it's not a personal worry for me. Personal anxiety came for me when I was dealing with all of that, with her being sick, and, you know, that was rough, especially because she was my support system for my, you know, for much of my childhood. So that was probably the worst time for me.
Mm-hmm. How about you? How about me?
Yeah.
In terms of what?
Well, you just, the same question you asked me.
Well, has there been a time in my life when there were things going on that were more troubling than what's going on right now? Yeah, I think it's all relative. There were things that at that time in your life, things seemed to be bigger or worse, but when you look back on them, they aren't. you go ahead, you move on, you have certain experiences, age-related things,
you know,
you mature. There are a lot of things that seem horrible even a year ago that don't seem that horrible now.
Well, I also think that as far as news goes, forget our personal anxiety against what we're fed via the media. I mean, I think there is no, to answer your question, is it has never been worse. It's probably because we're just inundated with these messages. I mean, we didn't have Facebook 6 or 7 years ago. We didn't have Twitter to update us all the time. We didn't have the news going all the time. We didn't have the 24-hour news networks. I mean, these are all very new phenomena. And so you're getting all this message about fear, 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 fear. All the news is coming. They never take the time to tell you the good news of the day. It's always the bad news of the day. And of course, that's why it makes it seem even worse.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Kenny, what about you?
I think the worst time for me was probably 10 or 11 years ago when my first marriage was falling apart. Mm-hmm. And
every day did you feel like you were getting hit?
Yeah.
From the right side and the left side, upside, downside, over here,
yeah.
Under there, yeah.
I didn't, and it, you know, you worry about everything. I'm gonna be homeless. Everything I've ever worked for, ever had, gonna be gone, and you make things worse than they are.
Mm-hmm.
But I started to make
things worse than they are. Yeah.
Yeah. But I started to think, okay, what's the worst thing that can happen? All right. Well, at the time I had really good credit, so I'm like, all right, I'll find somewhere to live.
Yeah.
So it's not gonna be so
good.
And It all worked out.
Yeah, you came over. You were stronger because of it.
Yeah.
Yep. That's it. And speaking of that, this weekend Jennifer walks for the American Cancer Society, making strides against breast cancer. People have pre-registered. Some are taking long walks. Some are taking short walks. Jen, many people have visited makingstrideswithgoodday.com. There is a way for you, once you've signed up, to win $1,500, sort of a thank you. How is that all fitting together? Your walk is tomorrow, right?
Yeah, my walk is tomorrow. I've got my tennies all dusted off, ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be walking in downtown L.A., which I'm actually really excited about. Because
whereabouts
even
in
though
downtown?
L.A. Live. So even though it's a 3-mile, it's a 5K, so just
with
over 3 miles.
With a bunch of other people.
With a bunch of other people. I have a team.
Are they other media people, radio people, television people?
Oh, no. These are, I mean, they're going to have media people there.
Or people who have breast cancer that want to.
These are they're going to have media people. They're going to have the Laker girls out there because it's right in front of Staples. I know Michael Forty. You'll be excited about that.
Yeah.
And this is the first time they're actually shutting down downtown LA for this ACS walk. So it'll be really cool. It's a 3-mile trek. And I'm excited. And so I've started a team called Good Day. So you can go to makingstrides.org and you can search for my team if you want to donate to us or if you want to join us. If you happen to be in LA and you want to come out and walk with us tomorrow, you can do that. Or you can sign up for a walk in your neighborhood and then tell us that you're doing it because we're going to give away some really cool prizes, including, like Doug said, $1,500 in cash, which is amazing, so that you can fly to anywhere and do any of these walks. So
if you want to support a long-distance friend or family member in the fight against cancer, you can register through today. Go to makingstrideswithgoodday.com. See how you can get involved and rewarded with this gift bag that we have. The American Cancer Society has a really strong focus on this, and I think they do it better than the other groups that are doing this. And that's not to say that we don't want to all support the same goal, and that's getting rid of breast cancer. And that's something that this
They do the day-to-day stuff for people. This isn't the really corporate type of nonprofit.
Right.
This is something where they're helping people get to a doctor's appointment, or they're building support systems.
Day-to-day.
So that's why I like it. Exactly.
Yep. Okay. So, again, the info is makingstrideswithgoodday.com.
This report is brought to you by the After School Alliance. Over the last 10 years, participation in after-school programs has jumped from 6.5 to 10 million children. But still, there aren't nearly enough after-school programs to meet the need. For every child currently enrolled in a program, there are two more whose parents would like them to be. That's according to America After 3 p.m., a new survey from the After School Alliance that looks at how students spend their after-school hours. After School Alliance Executive Director Jody Grant.
Today, more than 11 million students are unsupervised in the afternoons. These students are missing out on the many benefits of after-school programs, including hands-on learning, science and technology, homework help, and opportunities to participate in sports and physical activity. After-school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and help working families.
The new survey found that 9 in 10 parents say they are satisfied with their children's after-school programs. For more information, visit afterschoolalliance.org.
Kohl's has brand news, big names to fall for. Shop late Friday and early Saturday. Save 40 to 55% on junior sweatpants and leggings. Find Tony Hawk shoes for $28.99, 40 to 60% on hoodies, and Sony headphones just $19.99. All while earning Kohl's cash, starting Thursday. Plus, introducing Yes to You Rewards. Earn points, get rewards, no matter how you pay. Enroll today at Kohl's.com/rewards or by downloading the Kohl's app. For program details and full terms, visit Kohl's.com/rewards. Find your yes. Kohl's.
This weekend at Guitar Center, it's our biggest guitar, amp, and effects sale of the year. More than 300,000 instruments will be marked down below our everyday unbeatable prices. It's Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save at least 15% on select guitars, basses, and amps $299 and up. Get deals like $300 off an American-made Gibson Les Paul. Take over 40% off on Fender All-Tube Vaporizer Combo Amps. And save up to 60% on Charvel electric guitars. Don't miss Guitarathon, only at Guitar Center, now through November 2nd, in-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Let's get down to business. You don't travel too often for work, but when you do, you want to stay where you know you'll be taken care of. That's where Choice Hotels comes in. We have everything you need to keep you on top of your game, like free hot breakfast for that much-needed morning boost, free internet to keep you in touch with home base, and a generous loyalty program so you can earn great rewards. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Amenities vary by location.
Our video of the day today at DougStephan.com comes from Shepard Smith at Fox. He very calmly breaks down the media hysteria and political posturing, telling you what you need to know about Ebola. This is very important. Watch the video, but listen to the audio. That's pretty compelling as well.
For the next few minutes, I'm going to give you the facts on Ebola. It'll take just 3 minutes. But first, today, given what we know, you should have no concerns about Ebola at all. None, I promise. Unless a medical professional has contacted you personally and told you of some sort of possible exposure, fear not. Do not listen to the hysterical voices on the radio and the television or read the fear-provoking words online. The people who say and write hysterical things are being very irresponsible. Here are the facts. A man contracted Ebola overseas. Tragically, he was dying in a Texas hospital. He was at his most contagious while showing the most severe symptoms. That's how Ebola works. And a healthcare worker at the hospital got the virus from him. She is doing well, she says, Skyping with her family from isolation just yesterday, saying she's blessed to have so much support and such great medical care. The CDC director told us, all of us, yesterday that he did indeed expect other healthcare workers at that hospital who treated that one dying patient to contract the virus. And that's now happened. Another healthcare worker at that same hospital now has Ebola. They tell us they're transferring her to Emory University Hospital in Atlanta. Now, before she showed symptoms, she flew from Cleveland to Dallas on Frontier Airlines. They say she should not have done that, but she did. But as we all now know, if you don't show symptoms, you are not contagious. She did not show symptoms, according to the doctors. Still, medical professionals are contacting everyone who was on that plane to make sure each person is okay. The CDC director says chances are very slim that any of those passengers is sick. Now, big picture, and this is important. You have to remember that in the middle of all of this, you have to remember that there is politics in the mix. With midterm elections coming, the party in charge needs to appear to be effectively leading. The party out of power needs to show that there is a lack of leadership. So the president has canceled a fundraising trip and is holding meetings, and his political opponents are accusing his administration of poor leadership. For the purpose of this fact dissemination exercise, those matters are immaterial. Again, these are the facts. We do not have an outbreak of Ebola in the United States, nowhere. We do have two healthcare workers who contracted the disease from a dying man. They are isolated. There is no information to suggest that the virus has spread to anyone in the general population in America. Not one person in the general population in the United States. Suggestions have been made publicly that leaders and medical professionals may be lying to us. Those suggestions are completely without basis in fact. There is no evidence of any kind of which we at Fox News are aware that leaders have lied about anything regarding Ebola. I report to you with certainty this afternoon that being afraid at all is the wrong thing to do. Being petrified, and that's a quote, is ridiculous. The panic that has tanked the stock market and left people fearful that their children will get sick at school is counterproductive and lacks basis in fact or reason. There is no Ebola spreading in America. Should that change, our reporting will change. But there is nothing to indicate that it will.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
After the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day program, Friday. It's Tech Talk time. Shelley Palmer is one of the experts. A lot of technical stories today. A lot of people excited about the Apple unveiling of the next generation iPad. Everybody except the government, the FBI, et cetera, et cetera. We'll talk about that in a minute after Shelley talks to you about the new accessory for tablets that senses what you're doing. It's a transparent film.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
Kohl's has brand news, big names to fall for. Shop late Friday and early Saturday. Save 40 to 55% on junior sweatpants and leggings. Find Tony Hawk shoes for $28.99, 40 to 60% on hoodies, and Sony headphones just $19.99. All while earning Kohl's cash. Starting Thursday. Plus, introducing Yes to You rewards. Earn points, get rewards, no matter how you pay. Enroll today at Kohl's.com/rewards or by downloading the Kohl's app. For program details and full terms, visit Kohl's.com/rewards. Find your yes. Kohl's.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, while tablets can do just about anything you ask them to do, few accessories push the limits as far as they can. A new transparent film designed by Microsoft called FlexSense looks to change all that. The film has thin sensors printed on its surface, and it's designed to lay over tablets and e-readers to offer a new form of interaction. When you move, bend, or deform the film, your device detects and translates those changes without needing any extra hardware, like cameras or external trackers. The researchers that developed FlexSense thinks that it'll be used to add new methods of interaction to existing apps instead of requiring a new suite of programs. For example, say you're editing a photo on your tablet. Peeling back the film could roll back the edits you've made, revealing the original image. For e-readers, peeling the film could be like flipping backward and forward in a book or magazine. There's no word on how long it'll be till we see FlexSense available to the public, but its possibilities are very exciting. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Your customers are your most valuable asset. So if you run a business that stores customer data, that is, personally identifiable information, including credit cards and social security numbers, you have to protect it, especially if you want to stay in business. Barracuda Networks has more than 150,000 customers worldwide who trust our security and storage solutions to do just that. Keep them open for business. Reclaim your network. Visit Barracuda.com/open to learn more.
Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline is Ferrari's choice for improved performance. It removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. And it starts with your very first tank. So you're not just filling up with over 60 years of Shell and Ferrari technology and innovation. You're also filling up with choose Shell V-Power and let the excitement begin.
All right, so on the lighter side of technology news, Ellen DeGeneres joked about the social media site Tinder and news that it's being used as a hookup in Buckingham Palace.
Hey, y'all have heard of Tinder, right? Have you heard of Tinder? All right, it's a site where people can meet up for something more than a handshake but less than full names. And it is everywhere now, even Buckingham Palace. Did you hear about this? Apparently people are that work in Buckingham Palace are using it to bring people back to the palace to check out the family jewels. And the Queen of England is not happy about it. Oh, she's not happy.
Is it true that you're uncomfortable with staff bringing strangers from Tinder and Grindr back to the royal headquarters?
Of course I'm uncomfortable with it. It's Buckingham Palace, not Buckingham Palace.
Not happy. No.
All right. So on the more serious side of things, the Apple unveiling of the new iPad, the iPad Air 2 and the iPad Mini both come with Touch ID fingerprint sensors, which only used to be available on the iPhone. The Air 2 is just 6.1 millimeters thick, 18% smaller than the previous iPad. So how does this compare to the iPad that bends in the middle, Kenny?
Well, these are. I don't think the iPad had a bending problem, but these are.
Oh, the pad, thinner. Not the phone. Right. This is the pad.
Right.
Right. Yes. Yes. Right. All right. So, what is there that would make people want to rush out and get an iPad? What's the news that seems to be most important here?
The big thing about this one is that it's so much thinner than the last one.
Ah. Okay.
And they have I think 5 different kinds of iPads now. So there's one for almost any budget.
The FBI director unhappy about them too?
They haven't said yet, but it'll probably take him a little while to catch up.
Figure it out, right, exactly.
Right.
Yesterday, the FBI director, Mr. Comey, said encrypted data could stall murder investigations and suspects could walk free. Again, the guilty before being proven innocent thinking of the FBI director. 59 past the hour.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. TV.